citing the names of the secular months, planets, and even weekdays. It is said that the names of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the names of the secular months, January, February, and the names of the planets, Jupiter, Neptune, etc., are named after Greek deities, Greek gods. And if this stands correct, is there any impediment, any prohibition or restriction against using these names due to the prohibition of mentioning the names of an idol? Should we not say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and rather say Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni? Should we not say the names of the secular months and rather refer to them in numbers or in the Hebrew month? And should we not refer to the planets by name? So first we must begin with a halachic background of the prohibition against reciting the names of idols, and then start a historical background behind the names of the weekdays, secular months, and planets, and then finally come to a conclusion of what the halacha would be once we know the halachic reality and the reality of the origin of the names. So it is a clear prohibition in the Torah recorded in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 63b in the Shulchan Aruch Yerodeah 147 Halacha 1 that it's forbidden to mention the name of an idol or foreign deity. Shem Elikim Acherim Leisaskiru Leisham Alpicha is what the Pasuk states, from which we learn of this biblical prohibition. And therefore it's forbidden to mention to a friend, meet me by this idol, even for mere location purposes, concludes the Mechaber there. Nonetheless, the Poskim write a number of exceptions to this rule. For example, it is permitted to mention the names of idols written in the Torah, such as Kara, Baal, Kairis, Navoi, Ha'orchim, Lagad, Shulchan, Baal Tzofein, as writes the Mechaber in 147 Halacha 4, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin there. Now, as for the reason behind this allowance, we find two reasons recorded in the Rishonim in the Yerayim 245. One reason is because they have become extinct and nullified, and the prohibition against mentioning the name of deities is only if they are a currently worshipped idol. An alternative reason recorded is because since the Torah mentions their name, therefore they are considered as abolished. In addition to the above, the Rishonim records, so records the Yerayim and the Hagos Maimonis and the Beis Yosef and others, that the prohibition against mentioning the name of a foreign god is only if its name was innovated for the sake of idolatry and its root meaning is one of a deity, such as Zeus, which connotes deity in Greek. However, common names of people or items which have been used for idols may be mentioned, as the name does not have any godly connotation and was not innovated for this purpose. Now that we've completed the halachic background, let's go into the historical background. So it is indeed correct that some of the names of the weekdays, secular months, and planets were given in association with worship of foreign deities in the pagan religions. For example, the weekdays. Most of them are named after foreign deities, such as Tuesday is named after the deity named Tu, Teutonic mythology. Wednesday is named after their deity named Woden. And Thursday was named after their deity called Thor. Friday was named after Frigg, who was the wife of Odin, another deity in this mythology. Nonetheless, some weekdays were not named after a deity at all, such as Sunday, which was named after the sun, and Monday, which was named after the moon. Regarding the secular months, in fact, the vast majority of them were not named after deities at all, but after kings and seasons and Latin numbers. The month of January was named after the Roman deity of Janus, and March after a Roman god. The month of February was named after a holiday, while the month of April was named after the blossoming season. The month of May was named after the goddess Maiz, hence we have a third month named after a deity. The month of June was named after Roman goddess Juno, a fourth month named after a deity. The month of July was named after Julius Caesar, the Roman dictator. August after the first Roman emperor, Augustus. September is named after a number, as it means 7 in Latin. Likewise, October means 8 in Latin. November means 9 in Latin. And December means 10 in Latin. And hence we see that not all the months, in fact most of the months, do not carry names associated with foreign deities. Regarding the planets, 5 of the planets Mars, Mercury, Saturn, Venus, and Jupiter are attributed to Roman mythology, being named after their idols. However, Uranus and Neptune were only discovered in the 1600s, were not named after them. Earth is from Old English and is not rooted in Roman mythology. Nonetheless, after clarifying all the above, since there are weekdays, months, and planets named after foreign gods, the question is raised, does saying the names transgress Elikim Achedim Leiseskir, that you may not mention the names of other gods? So while most interestingly, we don't find this question brought up in the Paiskim, even though it must have been such a common matter to Jewish communities for thousands of years, practically based on that what we explained in our halachic introduction, we can conclude that it is permitted to mention the names of the weekdays, secular months, and planets, even if in truth you can prove that they were named after a deity. For the simple reason that these deities are no longer worshipped, they're extinct, and hence follow the same heter that the Uraim brings for why it's permitted to mention the names of idols brought in scripture, and is no better than our custom of calling the month of Tammuz Tammuz, even though Tammuz was an idol. An additional reason is that some may not even connote a deity in any language, and some are even names of items such as sun and moon for Sunday and Monday, and hence also don't fall under the prohibition against mentioning the name of a foreign god, which is specifically applicable when the name connotes a deity. Thus, indeed, we find even amongst the early Paiskim, the use of the names of the secular months in their literature, such as, for example, in the Abu Daram, who was a Rishon. He writes the names of several months, including November, February, and October. His Pirush is recorded in the Beis Yosef, chapter 117. Likewise, in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch 19:5, he writes the month December. And thus, although we find some God-fearing Jews who are careful not to write the names of the secular months, or choose not to write them in full, practically widespread custom is to be lenient to this and to write them, and that's what is seen in the letters of the Rebbeim, that they would write the names of the secular months in the letters. And regarding the weekdays, we know the Rebbe writes that the custom is to say Sunday and Monday without any objection, and the same would apply regarding the planets. An additional issue that some raise regarding the weekdays for why it should not be allowed to be said is because the Ramban writes that you're supposed to count the weekdays according to Shabbos. So you should say first day of Shabbos, second day of Shabbos, and not say Sunday, Monday. Practically, the custom is not like this opinion of the Ramban, as the Rebbe delineates in a letter in volume 2, page 361, and likewise as written in the Truva of the Divrei Yael. And therefore, to conclude, it is permitted to mention the names of the weekdays, the month, secular months, and planets, even though they may have connotations of deities, and by doing so, one does not transgress the prohibition of mentioning the names of idols or any other prohibition. So was the custom of G'dayli Yisrael, Midayrei Dayreis, who were lenient in this matter.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.